Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 12th of February 2024. Today's topic is, He was a Jew. Our text today is taken from Esther chapter 3 verses 1 through 5. Verse 1. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Verse 3. Then the king's servants which were in the king's gate said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. Verse 5. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Key verse. Esther chapter 3 verse 4. Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. Every child has a father and mother and can tell the country he or she comes from. We are usually proud of where we come from. Some practices are common to people from a given tribe or country. These may be in the way they dress, types of food they eat, the way they greet or worship. They continue to act in these ways even when they are living in another country. Mordecai knew where he came from and whom he worshipped. As a Jew, he knew that only God should be bowed down to in worship. He was ready to suffer pain from Haman, instead of bowing down for him. God delivered him, and it was Haman that died in the place he prepared to kill Mordecai. Are you a friend of Jesus? Then you are a heavenly citizen. You must stand out and show others who you are by the godly life you live. Like Mordecai, do not act to please people around you, but do all things to honor Jesus. He will protect you from all harm. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to always fear and honor you wherever I find myself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, James chapter 3 verses 1 through 2. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.